God's supernatural power released in their crisis. You say, well, I'm just one person. Ask God what your prayer can do, because here's what God promises. The strong prayer of a single righteous man or woman gets God's attention and gets God's power released in that crisis, no matter what's going on. That's why when somebody comes to you and says, I am desperately, desperately in need of help. I desperately need something to happen in my life. Don't react by saying, boy, I'm going to get somebody to pray for you. There's somebody who knows God. Listen, if you're saved, you know God. Listen, your single prayer can transform a person's condition just like that. If you will believe God, now listen to me carefully. This I can't my prayer want isn't even scriptural. Unless you're living in sin, disobeying God, and so full of yourself, God can't even give you a burden for someone else. I love that verse. Listen to that. Listen to that. Do you understand what he's saying? You, your single prayer from a righteous heart, crying out to God, believing God, trusting God, feeling a sense of helplessness before God, believing that he will release his supernatural power, God will answer your petition. Here's what the devil does. He says, look at how big it is, and look how gigantic it is, and look how overwhelming it is, and look how impossible it is. The devil's line is always this. Look through my eyes. God's line is always this. Look at this through my eyes. Every mountain becomes a molehill. Every problem begins to be dissolved from the eyes of God. I just want to say to many of you who've been praying and you've been talking to God and crying out to him, but you've never stopped to think about the past. What about all the sin and indifference and rebellion in your life that you've not dealt with? You see, you don't start, for example, let's say that I owed you a lot of money. Let's say I owed you $100,000. And I came to you and I said, turned a new leaf. Man, it's a brand new book in my life. I promise you I'm not going to ever borrow any more money from you. It's a closed deal. Never borrow any more money from you. That settles the whole deal. It may settle the future, but I owe you $100,000. And my big-time confession about not ever borrowing any more money from you hasn't got anything to do with the past. And if I start, oh, God, from now on, Lord, if you'll just save this, and if you'll just change that, and oh, God, if you'll do so-and-so, here's what I'm going to do. God says, What about the past? Because all this back here that I've not dealt with negates all the promises and all the things that I want God to do. Here's what I want you to see. Listen to me. God help you. Listen. His desire is a personal, intimate relationship. Jesus Christ wants you and me in a personal relationship to him. Everything we need, he's going to provide. The crises, he's going to be there in that. And so that's why he's not going to jump just when we holler crisis, when we've ignored him. Simply want to ask you a question. Are you walking with him daily, trusting him, loving him, obeying him as best you know how through the power of the Holy Spirit? And when crisis comes, you don't have to straighten up a bunch of stuff in your life. You just begin to cry out to God. Or what about some of you who've never been saved? How can you reject the one whom God sent? Who makes it possible for us to pray to him and expect God to ignore your rejection of his son? To ignore your apathy toward his son? To ignore your indifference toward his son? Or your mocking or using his name in profanity? You expect him to ignore all of that and then just to come clean and answer all of your prayers? My friend, it will not happen. It cannot happen because that is not the nature of God. His primary interest is not in my needs, but in my relationship. And when I'm in right relationship with him, all these things holy God has absolutely promised to take care of. God has our attention in this country. And what we need is a big time, wholesale, Holy Ghost revival of repentance before Almighty God, crying out to Him to clean up our life and clean up our nation. And then we'll see God's supernatural power in the most absolute, amazing, miraculous ways. But the question is, are we willing to pay the price of a clean heart to get the supernatural power of God into our crisis?
Has something hindered your prayers? Maybe unconfessed sin or a negative attitude? Dr. Stanley's message reminded us that God is primarily interested in our relationship with Him. If you often don't know what to pray or how to pray, you'll find guidance from the many free resources on our website, intouch.org. And you can review what you heard today when you click on Today on Radio on our homepage. If you'd like to order a copy of Dr. Stanley's complete message, open our online bookstore. The title is Praying in a Crisis. Again, that's intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. If you prefer to write, our address is In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. Do you need some godly counsel? How can you trust that your advisor has your best interests at heart? Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is on the way.
In Touch Plus is streaming on Local Now, featuring all the best of Dr. Charles Stanley.
We're to have strong convictions based on the Word of God.
He's working out things that you and I would never know about in our future.
In Touch Plus, your streaming network for quality Christian programming 24/7.
Now watch this.
In Touch Plus, streaming free on Local Now.
Are you living a life of preferences or one that's based on God's Word? To enjoy a strong life, one that makes an eternal impact, we have to break free from the factors that make us weak. In Dr. Charles Stanley's book, Standing Strong, believers will find encouragement to construct a life based on the strength of enduring faith, built on uncompromised biblical convictions. To order your copy of Standing Strong, call 1-800-INTOUCH or visit intouch.org.
You're listening to In Touch. When you need advice, where's the wisest place to turn? Here's a moment with Charles Stanley.
A lot of folks will give you advice about where you ought to work, what you ought to wear, what you ought to drive, where you ought to live, how you ought to act, how you ought to talk. In other words, there are lots of people out there. In fact, the television is full of propaganda doing what? Telling you what you ought to eat, how much you ought to weigh, what shape you ought to have. In other words, you name it, everything imaginable. What are they doing with telling you what you ought to do? You ever stop to think about that God knows better than they do what you ought to do, what you ought to wear, and where you ought to live, and what you ought to drive, and what you ought to eat, and how much you ought to eat? God is our God, not the world. And what we've done, we have allowed the world to propagandize to the point that we say yes, 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 because we think everybody else is saying yes, 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 and they're not. We have this awesome God who is, listen, a dependable, trustworthy God that takes care of every single facet of our life. So I'm simply asking you this. Have you ignored Him? Are you doing it your way? Are you willing to listen to Him?
God is the only trustworthy guide, and only those who trust Him to forgive their sin through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, have access to His direction. Learn more about becoming a Christian at intouch.org. And if today's program encouraged you to invest more deeply in your relationship with Christ, we'd love to hear from you. Next week on In Touch, reading the Bible certainly is a good habit, but it's when we apply its message that change takes place. To hear how believers can handle God's truth in a way that brings about spiritual vitality, join us Monday for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In the past decade, the idea that a person could be born in the wrong body has caused significant harm to many. Now we're learning just how much this idea, whether caught online, at school, or in a counselor's office, has preyed upon the most vulnerable populations. During our recent Breakpoint Forum, Dr. Steve Gersovich described how a growing body of research is now demonstrating that, and I quote, "the disability community has been disproportionately impacted by the gender revolution." End quote. For example, according to a report by the Human Rights Campaign, perhaps the most aggressive promoter of gender ideology and so-called gender transitions, adults who identify as transgender are overrepresented in almost every category of mental illness. Not only are adults who identify as transgender more than twice as likely to have a mental disability than those who don't claim to be LGBTQ, they're almost 20% more likely to have a disability than adults claiming to be LGB or Q, but not T. And another study on the prevalence of neurodevelopmental conditions in adults who identify as transgender confirmed that, compared to the general population, adults with OCD, autism, or bipolar disorder were over 5 times more likely to identify as transgender. Those with ADHD were 6 to 7 times more likely to identify as transgender. Those with depression or learning disorders were over 3 times more likely to claim a transgender identity. And most shockingly, those with schizophrenia were over 28 times more likely to identify as transgender. Young people who identify as transgender have also exhibited similarly high rates of cognitive ailments. According to one study, almost 70% of youth identifying as transgender had clinically significant anxiety. Over 55% reported clinically significant depression or self-harm, and 46% met screening criteria for PTSD. And sadly, the disproportionate impact of the gender revolution on those with disability is not something unique to the United States. At the United Kingdom's only nationally funded gender clinic, 35% of children referred, quote, exhibited moderate to severe autistic traits. Now, unlike in the U.S., however, that shocking statistic led to an independent investigation, which found that the clinic had failed and forced it to change its standards of care. Nothing like that has occurred in the U.S., at least not yet. And one consequence of this dereliction is that many parents here who have kids with cognitive or other disabilities and could use this help are unwilling to seek it, at least professionally. The existential threat by the purveyors of predatory gender ideology just keeps them away. Dr. Gersovich ended his presentation with a call to action from the church because, as he put it, and I quote, "the kids who are wrestling with this stuff are extraordinarily fragile and vulnerable. Look, the church's opportunity to step into this gap for families of children with disabilities is now greater than ever. We have an incredible opportunity to follow his teaching right now in this context." As Dr. Gersovich emphasized, children who struggle to understand who they are need to be invited to belong, and they need to know who God's made them to be. Perhaps one of the best ways to deter the influence of gender ideologues is a local church that's committed to both modeling and teaching what is true. And to learn more from Dr. Gersovich, as well as Dr. Miriam Grossman about this important issue, view the entire Breakpoint Forum. It was entitled, "The Real Facts About Gender Ideology," and it's now available on YouTube. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint. Today's Breakpoint was co-authored by Jared Hayden. And for more resources to live like a Christian today, go to breakpoint.org.